Alright folks, welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym, your daily dose of mental fitness, brought to you by yours truly, Dylan Brooks. Today, we're tackling something pretty powerful, embracing imperfection and emptiness. Now, before you click off thinking this sounds like some woo-woo self-help mumbo-jumbo, hear me out. We live in a world obsessed with perfection, right? Filtered photos, unattainable beauty standards, the pressure to be always on. It's exhausting. But what if I told you that letting go of this constant chase for flawlessness could actually unlock something truly amazing, a deeper understanding of yourself? Sounds good, right? Buckle up, because we're diving deep. Let's get real for a second. Ever felt like you're constantly falling short? Like there's always something more to achieve, something to fix, something to be better at? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and compare yourself to everyone else's highlight reel? It's enough to make anyone feel inadequate, right? Here's the thing. That's exactly what they want you to feel. These curated lives are designed to sell you something, a sense of inadequacy, so they can offer you the solutions. But here's the stoic twist: embracing imperfection isn't about accepting mediocrity. It's about understanding that life is messy, unpredictable, and beautifully imperfect. It's about recognizing that striving for perfection is often a form of resistance to the natural flow of things. Instead of fighting against what is, we can learn to accept it, learn from it, and grow from it. So how do we actually do this? How do we let go of the need for control and embrace the unknown? Well, there are a few key things to keep in mind. First, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a good friend. Remember that everyone makes mistakes, has setbacks, and faces challenges. It's part of being human. Second, focus on what you can control. You can't control everything that happens to you, but you can control your reactions to those events. Choose to respond with grace, wisdom, and resilience. Third, find beauty in the imperfections. These cracks and imperfections are what make us unique and interesting. They tell our story. Fourth, remember that emptiness isn't about being void or lacking. It's about creating space for new experiences, ideas, and possibilities. Think about it, the potter doesn't just start with a finished clay pot, right? They work with the raw material, molding and shaping it into something new and beautiful. Similarly, we can use our own imperfections as a foundation to build something truly extraordinary. Let me tell you a story. A few years back, I was invited to speak at this big conference. I had spent weeks meticulously preparing my presentation, practicing every word, visualizing success. But the day of the event, everything went wrong. My flight got delayed, I lost my luggage, and when I finally got on stage, I completely blanked. My mind went totally empty. You know that feeling? The palms start sweating, your heart races, you just want to disappear. Instead of panicking, I took a deep breath, reminded myself that this was an opportunity for growth, and just started talking. I didn't stick to my script, I improvised, I connected with the audience, and I ended up delivering one of the most powerful and authentic presentations of my life. Why? Because in that moment of emptiness, I let go of control and simply allowed myself to be present. That's the beauty of embracing imperfection and emptiness. It opens you up to new possibilities, unexpected opportunities, and a deeper connection with yourself. So, what are you waiting for? Take a step back from the pressure of perfection, accept your imperfections, and see where that journey takes you. You might be surprised by what you discover. Alright folks, that's it for today's Stoic Mind Gym session. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little reminder to embrace their awesomeness, flaws and all. And as always, keep practicing those mental fitness workouts. Until next time, stay strong, stay true, and keep growing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.